Welcome to Judging Books by Their Covers, the podcast where we show someone a book and we ask them if we should read it. I'm Nathan from the Sex and the City, the podcast, and the Calvin and Hobbes cast.
And I'm Viv, and sometimes I DJ on the internet. And today I will be showing a book cover to Nathan so that he can judge it. So the book that I've brought today, it just recently came out. It's very exciting. Ooh. It is called The Meaning of Mariah Carey, and it's by Mariah Carey.
Whoa.
Yeah. So are you ready for this? I'm going to send you a link to the cover.
All right. Here we go.
So that's what the cover looks
a
like.
Got a link here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's number one New York Times bestseller, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's already a bestseller. So
wow, they put it on the cover.
Yeah.
How did they know it was a bestseller before they released it?
That's a really good question.
Maybe pre-sales.
Oh yeah, that's a good.
Or maybe the power of positive thinking.
Oh yeah. That's also a good idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's no back cover. So
baby ain't got no back.
Yeah, I mean there is a back cover, but there's like nothing on it. It's just blank.
So. That's what I like to see. Okay. You want to describe the cover?
Yeah, I can take a stab at this baby. So, you know, it's Mariah Carey. So she is a woman. She has long golden blonde hair. She has a big ring on. And she's wearing like a black top with like fluffy chiffon sort of sleeves.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Chiffon.
I think that's chiffon. Yeah. Tulle. Maybe it's tulle. I'm not sure. yeah. So, and she's like kind of like her hair. She like has her hand in her hair. It's like her hair is in like a giant fan, you know, and she's like kind of holding it.
Yeah. You know, that's a great description. We don't read the books.
It's true.
Are you aware of that?
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't know that much about Mariah Carey. So I did just pull up her Wikipedia so I could guess more closely what's in this book. And I've already seen some interesting things. Like, did you know that Mariah Carey was born on March 27th in 1969 or 1970?
No one knows.
The date is accurate, but the year, maybe not. It says age 50 to 51.
Oh, interesting.
Which brings me to my next point. She's looked exactly the same my entire life. Good for her.
It's true. She does not age.
She's at the very least half a century old. Good for her. That's my point. And I also saw that she's in the Guinness Book World Records as the Songbird Supreme.
As the Songbird Supreme?
Yep.
What does that mean?
And that's not, you know, they did like the measurements and she was Songbird Supreme of everyone in the world.
All right.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to get my town together to as a community activity when COVID's over. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, as a group, come together and become the Songbird Supreme, Fort Collins, Colorado. We're going to take that from her.
Wow. I'm really excited for this. It's a really good idea.
Yeah. And then we're going to bake the world's largest...
Hot dog? Corn dog.
Chicken. Yeah. Chicken corn dog.
Chicken corn dog. I don't want that anymore.
That's a very uncontested category, you'll find.
Chicken corn dog. Like a chicken, you should make a chicken corn dog the size of Mariah Carey.
Yeah, and then the shape of her too.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea.
It's all I want for Christmas. Anyway, let's talk about her book.
Yeah.
The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
Yeah, so what can you tell me about this book, Nathan?
The Meaning of Mariah Carey changed my life.
Really?
Because... it's such an inspirational story how she could come from a background like hers to become, you know, what some and legal experts would call the Songbird Supreme of our world.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she was able to, a lot of people don't know this, but Mariah Carey did go in a montage. It's a montage in the book. She goes and she trains with all the divas, you know, Aretha Franklin and others.
Okay.
Cher.
Probably
some other people too.
Aretha Franklin is literally crowned the Queen of Soul. So, Songbird Supreme.
And Mariah Carey? Yeah. Step Princess of Soul.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know her background, right?
I don't know. Tell me.
She had a really hard life. She grew up in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's got to be hard on anyone, right?
Yeah, probably. So with all that, you know, socialized medicine. God.
Yeah, she got great family dynamics. They're well off, but in Canada, and you know, that stays with a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So yeah, it sounds like she had some difficulties growing up. And so what was her early life like, you know, when she was first starting her music career? Like what got her into that?
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but she wasn't originally trying to become a professional songbird.
What did she want to become?
She wanted to own a chain of frozen yogurt stands.
Oh, man. That's also a really good goal.
She was training for that.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Then how did she get discovered as a songbird supreme?
Well, one day she was out on the streets of Winnipeg, slinging frozen yogurt, and it was... Like, frozen yogurt, I don't know if you know, has to be the perfect temperature, or it's not the right consistency. And in Winnipeg, it's often 20 to 30 degrees below what that temperature is, just everywhere.
Oh,
so you have to have a small microwave to keep the frozen yogurt from freezing too much.
Right. Okay. I understand that.
Power goes out, microwave is broken, and she has to go to the appliance store. And then she goes into the appliance store, and who do you think she sees there just browsing for records? They also sell records.
She saw Aretha Franklin.
That's right. Aretha Franklin was there.
Yes, I got it right.
Yeah, and she went up to her and she said, "Do you know where the microwaves are kept?" And she said, "No."
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, she finds a sales associate, gets directed to the microphone, and then the sales associate says, "Do you know who that was? That was Aretha Franklin."
Wait, gets like, directed to the microphone or to the microwave?
Both. They're both in that area.
Oh,
all
okay.
The micro things are over there. Yeah. Micro machines.
Right. Okay. Anyway, continue.
Microscopes, micrometers.
makes sense.
Yes. So I said, that was Aretha Franklin. She runs out after Aretha Franklin and she says, "Ma'am, show me your ways and I will show you where to get some great frozen yogurt." And then she went to the hotel and the rest is, as we say, in this book.
All right, great. So she meets Aretha Franklin. She, you know, signs her first record deal, you know, and then she, you know, she's on MTV Cribs, I think, with her, you know, giant bathroom. Giant toilet, right.
Giant sink. And, you can get in it.
Literally. Yeah, so then, you know, what happens after that? What happens after, you know, she... drops some hot singles in the 90s.
There's Love, there's Loss. She's going up the charts, back down the charts again.
Oh.
She's in some good movies, some bad movies. I think she was in a really bad movie, but she said it was great, and it was actually her artistic expression that she wanted to make. So, you know, and then she fades from consciousness, and then, you know, there's like a really low point where she hasn't had a hit single in a long time, and then... you hear her, she's talking to her management and she's like, "I want to have a number one again."
Mm-hmm.
And then, and they're like, I don't think it's in the cards for you, sugar, because he's real sexist. And then she says, no, not a record, a book, a number one New York Times best-selling book.
Whoa.
And then he goes, "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" The end. Spoilers. Sorry.
Yeah. Hopefully our audience, is by now realizes there's going to be lots of spoilers.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. You know, so I'm just wondering, are there any like, you know, like what is her relationship with her mother like? You know, is it good? Is it bad? Is it a little bit both? You know, tell me about that.
Well, her mother was also a singer, and she was very popular in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want Mariah to go down that dark path because it's hard to sing, she said. And right. So, you know, she kept that from her. And then once Mariah Carey finally got famous and the family was disapproving, like kind of, but kind of not. And then she comes home and then she says, "How come you never respect my singing career?" And the mom says, "Come here, I want to show you something." She opens up the fridge and in the back of the fridge is a mayonnaise jar, old mayonnaise jar. And she opens it up, and it's not a mayonnaise jar. It's been painted white on the inside. It's a safe. inside there. What? It's a cassette tape of her mom's old band. They were called the Looney Gals.
Whoa. And she keeps it in a fake mayonnaise jar in the fridge. Wow. Yeah. And then so what happens? Do they listen to it?
Well, they don't have a cassette player anymore.
Oh. So they just throw it away.
Yeah. You know, it should have been the Toonie Gals, though, because there was two of them. And then Mariah Carey says, it should have been the Toonie Gals. And she says, get out of my house. Never come back. I love you.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just wondering, what is, you know, is this written from Mariah Carey's perspective or is it like some outside perspectives? What is that like?
Well, it's written from Mariah Carey's perspective, but it's like she's pretending she's an old lady. She's pretending she's the old lady from Titanic, essentially. But at the end of her life, Mariah Carey is writing back about Mariah Carey. And yeah, and she's real bitter that she didn't get to do My Heart Will Go On for the Titanic soundtrack. That's kind of her Heart of the Sea, you know?
Right. So does she have a feud with Celine Dion then? Another Canadian sensation?
Yeah, she says she's not even a real Canadian. That's what Mariah Carey says.
Whoa.
Yeah, she throws down and she says she only has one song. And all I want for Christmas is for her to shut up. Kind of referencing her own hit there.
Right.
Which I thought was clever. Right. Like good wordplay in this one. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Did you know that Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, and Whitney Houston are part of the vocal trinity?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I'm learning this now because I'm on the Wikipedia page for honorific nicknames in popular music. So...
Did they all not get along, or was it just her and Celine?
I think it was all three of them. Yeah, they all had a rivalry.
All three didn't get along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, guess who won in terms of book sales?
Right. Obviously. Yeah. So, Nathan, how many book covers would you give this book?
Six.
Six. All right. Great.
Six book covers, but only out of eight. So pretty good.
Oh, wouldn't that be the same as giving it 8 out of 10? Aren't those equivalent fractions? How do fractions work?
Well, let's see. So we'll reduce it down. So that'd be
I need to find some pen and paper. So,
no, it'd be 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thanks.
That's what I was about to say. 6.5.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Math isn't my strong suit because of America.
Obviously. Yeah. Yeah. We went to public school. Wait, didn't you technically go to school in Australia, though?
Yeah. And technically, I did go to private school in Australia.
So you
technically, I'm all right at math.
You heard it here first, folks. Nathan's lies.
Yeah. I got caught in a, you know, whatchamacallit there. But anyway.
Whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Let's move on and talk about our things. Where can people find this book cover and also all of our book covers?
Yeah. judgingbooksbytheircovers.pod on Instagram. And I got an interesting email earlier. It looks like we have a Twitter account now. Is that correct?
It is correct. It's my old Twitter account that I had when I used to, you're never going to believe this, but I used to post pictures of covers of books and then review them in tweets. So I figured that would be an appropriate one to promote this podcast with. Not as old as the Tumblr I used to have where I did that, but yeah. But anyway, so yeah, so that's at Book Cover Critic. You can find us on Twitter now.
Excellent. Yeah. So check it out if you want to see our book covers. And if the audience wants to email us their book covers or suggest a cover for this podcast, you can do that at bookcoverpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. So many options. And that's probably a bad thing, but... I also wanted to say that you can review our podcast on iTunes, and if you do, we'll read it on here, and we will judge you based on your review. How about that?
Yep. That sounds super fun. Yeah.
We'll just do like a quick 2-minute review of your life based on whatever you wrote.
Yep. I think that that's a really good idea. Please, please give us them sweet, sweet reviews on iTunes. And Nathan, I love hearing you talk, and I wish that I could do it more.
Yeah. Well, you can listen to the Sex and the City, the podcast, where we talk about every episode of Sex and the City. We're still in season one. Or Calvin and Hobbes Cast, where we talk about Calvin and Hobbes. Or Goofy Movie Minute, where we talk about Goofy Movie. Or the Off 5 Podcast, where we talk about The Office. But mostly the first two.
Wow, there's so much of your voice out there on the internet for me and our listeners to listen to. Yeah.
Yeah. If I ever had a kid and they wanted to know what I was like because I died, that'd be a way.
Is that why you're doing all these podcasts?
Actually, my wife and I can't have kids.
Why?
We don't want to.
Well, technically you can.
So we shouldn't.
That's you should say may you have kids, right? Isn't that like if you're like when you're in elementary school
if you're like a teacher? Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, can I go to the bathroom? It's like, well, can you go to the bathroom? You know.
Can you have a kid? Sure, probably. But may you? No. No. You mayn't.
Don't do it. Yeah, and I'm ready. I'm ready to have some kids, but I'm very single, so you know.
Yeah. That's anyway. Not holding people back these days. Just
that's just grab that's one. True.
Halloween's true. Coming up, you know? Grab one off the porch.
Are the kids even gonna come to the porch because of COVID?
Oh, you don't want to have a COVID kid like all COVID-y in your house, right?
I'll have to wait until
good point. Wait till next year.
If I'm DJing this weekend, but that's probably after this podcast is gonna come out. So if you want to find out about when I'm DJing in the future, you should follow me on Instagram, VEVE_ERY, and I will post information about upcoming DJ sessions. So
I just made a decision. I'm going to start putting our socials in the podcast description. That's what a real podcast would do, and that's what I'm going to do. Even though I don't want to, because it sounds hard.
Yes, so you should definitely do that. Also, our reviews are completely fictional, so in case you're wondering, we're just making this stuff up.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
any similarity to the actual books we review is coincidental and intentional.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
They're works of fiction. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, goodbye.
Bye.